Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, DeSantisHolster.com. Welcoming WVMG 96.9 out of Chattanooga. This is the part where I rant, people. This is the part where I start ranting because, well, you know, I just got to do something like that. Now, the ATF has a lot of issues. They have a lot of baggage. And we get this. A CBS News investigation uncovered allegations of fraud, waste, and abuse at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They claim, in a breaking exclusive, a whistleblower said he lost his job after he flagged the alleged violations to his superiors. The gist of this revolves around fraudulent pay practices, with certain employees reaping millions in unearned law enforcement availability pay, which is called LEAP. And the ironic thing is the feds are prosecuting an Illinois police officer for fraudulent timekeeping because his department had received federal funds, and he now faces up to 10 years in prison. So this means that some of these time bandits could end up becoming prohibited persons. It's no surprise that anchor Nora O'Donnell's takeaway is that the ATF needs a permanent director, a not-so-subtle swipe at the rejection of gun grab zealot David Chipman's confirmation rejection. While it's true that widespread time reporting abuses point squarely at management either not doing its job or deliberately encouraging a culture of corruption, Chipman, as you know, will show after walking through some past reports for background, is alleged to be part of the problem. So, and we know this. The very words fraud, waste, and abuse reflect the knowledge that it goes back to a time over a dozen years ago when whistleblower website cleanupatf.org announced to the world, managers and counsel and internal affairs and staff of the ATF have repeatedly given false testimony, concealed substantial waste, fraud and abuse, abused their lawful authority, and waged systematic campaigns of reprisal against their own employees that dare speak out. This website is intended by members of the ATF community to promote restoration of integrity, accountability, and responsibility to ATF's leadership, and regain the trust of the American taxpayer. Now, David Kodria and Mike Vanderbilt, they went to this website, and they conceived a plan that exposed from this website Fast and Furious. And they created a campaign that contacted representatives and senators and especially the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to call for hearings on into the very serious allegations they were putting out there. If the ATF were willing to put their careers on the line, the American people deserve to know if they were merely disgruntled employees trying to make trouble, or if there was something to what they were complaining about. Now, because David and Mike were not what they refer to as authorized journalists with the commensurate reach to draw mass national attention, and mostly because the committee was controlled by Democrats at the time, deliberate indifference reigned, and nothing was done. Had corrupt management practices been seriously investigated, another revelation a little over a year later might not have been made, and Border Patrol agent Brian Terry and ICE agent Jaime Zabata, and untold how many, we've been told 300, but I mean that's been a static number since 2010, of Mexican nationals, all these people killed with Walt guns might still be alive. This was the first thing that caught their attention at cleanupatf.org. And then word was that curious George Gillette of the Phoenix ASAC stepped on it again. Allegedly, he had approved more than 500 AR-15 type rifles from Tucson and Phoenix cases to be walked to Mexico. And it appears that the ATF may have become one of the largest suppliers of assault rifles to the Mexican cartels. One of these rifles is rumored to have been linked to the recent killing of a Border Patrol agent in Nogales, Arizona. Can anyone confirm this information? It's coming from the website. And that was the beginning of a very intensive investigation that turned into revealing Fast and Furious. Vanderbilt and Codrea established and importantly validated insider contacts and reported on developments that they were uncovering, all the while pleading with the politicians and the media to not take the reporting for fact, but to verify the truth for themselves. The main goal was to obtain whistleblower protection against retaliation from Congress, which soon proved to be the case. The ATF chief's counsel tried to use Codrea's report to try to ID and then punish the initial cleanup ATF poster. And the DOJ leaked Privacy Act protected documents to the press in an effort to discredit whistleblower John Dodson. And further reports showed retaliation fears kept other agents from coming forward. They were increasingly frustrated at the story being ignored. And they put it into the newly Republican-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee on public notice and let the newly Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee and the NRA know they were being reported to gun owners as AWOL, and it was past time to start doing their job. 2 months and 156 reports after initially breaking the story, CBS News did a historic interview with whistleblower Dodson. Then Vanderbilt and Codrea started working with Cheryl Atkinson and she won an award with some of the information she was able to uncover. But they were less pleased with a CBS anchor claiming they broke the Gunwalker story. So history repeats itself, and once again now CBS News is out there leading the establishment pack on ATF fraud, waste, and abuse. And except there's another story no one wants to look into. And this brings everybody back to the Chipman allegations that Codrea referred to earlier. And he said, the problem is that Chipman has been manipulating the Bureau-sponsored contractor to pad the best qualified list with friends. And the net effect is that the truly qualified people are not being considered for the positions. It has also been stated that Chipman has delivered HIS version of the BQLs for this contract, or as in his version, and demanding his buddies be placed at the top of the list. Fraud, that simple. Yep, the fifth floor knows, meaning, leadership. And history keeps on repeating itself with yet another open letter to ranking Senate Judiciary Committee member Chuck Grassley, asking for another investigation to make that part of the confirmation hearings. Meanwhile, Chipman is still out there being a leading voice for the Giffords disarmament effort. He's been since shot down. It'd be funny if he became one of the prohibited people. I'm just saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thanks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. very recently, the Harris-Biden administration floated a proposal that would require banks to report data to the IRS on transactions over $600. And this will apply, or would apply, to both businesses and personal accounts. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen defended this proposal, citing the enormous tax gap where information pertaining to income can be hidden by tax dodgers as the reason for this information-gathering exercise. Also fairly recently, Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a memo to the FBI directing them to protect schools from the imminent threat of parents sending threatening letters and cyberbullying school officials, terming these activities to be akin to domestic terrorism. And it's probably in reaction to an increased number of recent community meetings where parents express grave concern that their children are compelled to follow gratuitous COVID-19 restrictions and they're being indoctrinated, totally unrelated to their education. Then, a few days after that, Joe Biden urged more U.S. businesses to compel their employees to take COVID-19 vaccinations. He cited ending the pandemic and sustaining the economy as the reason. This has successfully to be implemented for employees of the federal government. So, obviously, those who refuse will be sacked. And then he can get out there and say, well, look, now we were at 59%, now we're 99% whole. Recently, the Harris-Biden administration warned Arizona that the state stands to lose millions of dollars in pandemic recovery funds if it continued to use grants to undercut school mask mandates. Now, it may seem like I'm stating what is blatantly obvious, but a free and democratic society is defined by the inherent freedom and rights a citizen possesses. They are inherent because they are not given to citizens as an offering from the state. You receive these by virtue of simply being born. The citizen owns the right to absolute freedom of expression without fear of repercussion. The citizen owns the right to protest without fear of repercussion, especially if they witness their values or morals being trampled on. The citizen owns the right to decide what to consume, and that includes medicine or vaccines. The citizen owns the right to privacy in matters pertaining to health, finance, and personal activities. The citizen owns the right to move freely in public places, and the state cannot revoke what it does not own. And this categorically applies to the freedoms and rights of a citizen of the United States. Absolute power always lies with you. The power is lent on a temporary basis to an elected government via a vote, since it is impossible for every citizen to govern simultaneously. And those who are occupying various seats of power are merely representing the citizen by consent of the governed. Over decades, the state has bloated up to the extent that it thinks of itself as a self-sustaining body, whose power never diminishes, and whose coffers will never be emptied, irrespective of electoral verdicts. State also has considerable firepower, and the military might be at its disposal, which makes it a formidable adversary. The primary goal of the state was once to govern and serve the citizen, and that is no longer applicable. The state only works to ensure the self-preservation of the state. And to accomplish this permanent presence, the state is steadily but successfully captured and politicized and compromised regulatory institutions, armed forces, intelligence organizations, institutions. These groups no longer consider it their function to report to you. Their services are dedicated strictly towards the maintenance of the state. The news media that should have been serving you by holding the state accountable have devolved into propaganda merchants. They function as stenographers who gratefully transcribe all the talking points of the state. It's a regular occurrence that various media personnel across the organizations use the same language, the same phrases, the same copy. Now, they know they cannot crush you with brute force, because that would be too obvious, and it would raise the alarm, and then the citizenry rises up. So, perennially, they're on the lookout for situations or crises to use or misuse, such then they can gradually encroach upon the rights of you, the citizen. COVID-19 was a gift from heaven. It was used and misused to alter the manner in which a presidential election was conducted. And this has resulted in many citizens no longer trusting the outcomes of elections. It's been used to force you to take a vaccine. It's been used to restrict your movements in public and to make you wear a mask. A lot of you have been conditioned into thinking that all these draconian measures imposed by the domineering state are for your well-being. And some of you gladly complied with folded hands to this. Education system has been hijacked to indoctrinate students. The mass influx of illegal immigrants in specific states is used to gradually erode the value of the vote. The state may not care about the vaccine. The state doesn't care about transactions over $600 or parents scolding teachers. This is a chance for a show of force to intimidate you, the citizen, and force you to surrender. They want to remind you that the power lies with them. And if you protest, you're called a terrorist by the state. No one wants to be subjected to the painful and prolonged investigation into their affairs, so hence the citizen surrenders. Once they trespass over a right at the state, there's no going back to freedom. The state owns that right to restrict on a permanent basis. So, while the state's domineering, the institutions, the armed forces, the mainstream media are compromised, and you are relentlessly subjected to misinformation, mandates, and restrictions, and when nothing else works, there's demonization and intimidation. This is modern authoritarianism. This is how it functions. Right now, they hope you're busy watching Netflix or TikTok or television. You need to wake up. You need to wake up today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is back to work this week with a vote to increase the debt ceiling. This as Democrats are continuing to work on a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business Democrats are using fuzzy math to sell the bill.
In a way to try to lower the price tag, they're saying, well, we'll just start them small and let them grow over time. You and I know, Maria, once you get a federal government program in place, it's very hard for it to ever go away.
Southwest Airlines continuing to deal with major delays and cancellations on Monday. FlightAware reporting at least 650 Southwest flights have either been called off or postponed today. Air traffic control issues and weather are being blamed, although no other airlines have issues. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Kenyan runners dominated in both the men's and women's Boston Marathon races. Benson Caputo finishing first in the men's race with a time of 2 hours and 9 minutes and 51 seconds. On the women's side, Diana Kipper-Yogi crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 50 seconds. The marathon taking place for the first time in 30 months because of the pandemic. Food prices across the world have risen to their highest levels in a decade on the backs of tightening supply conditions coupled with robust demand. That's according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. The organization's food price index, which measures world food commodity prices, has surged by 32.8% in the last 12 months through September, coming in at a reading of 130 points, a level not seen since 2011. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, you've all heard that meme, let's go, Brandon. Well, let's do a little clarifications, shall we? Because all of you establishment jerks, you guys are the Brandons. And the beauty of Let's Go, Brandon is how it not only captures the utter contempt that America has for our alleged president, who's currently polling about as well as Michael Moore would be among Golden Corral managers, but how it captures what is either unbelievable cluelessness among the media or unbelievable mendacity. And it's probably a little bit of both. when I said that, I wasn't meaning to insult Golden Corral. NASCAR driver Brandon Brown, who had more successfully driven in circles than the other guys he was driving in circles with in whatever the Xfinity series at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama is, was being interviewed by NBC sports reporter Kelly Stavast. Now, NBC is the Jerry Nadler's trousers of media propaganda, and perhaps the most full of it of all the networks, even in the universe that for some reason includes CNN. And the crowd in the background begins a chant, and it's a chant that's sweeping the nation. Heard at college football games and rallies and wherever patriots are gathered. And it's not Let's Go Brandon. Brandon is actually Biden. And as for the other part, well, you know what it is, and you know I can't say it here. But you know what it is. Everybody hates Joe Biden. And this spontaneous chant is a symptom of the disease infecting his poll numbers. So move over, Mir COVID. Biden's numbers have leprosy with some scabies and chlamydia mixed in. And there's no cure. America just can't stand the guy. Even people who don't despise the guy are pretty turned off. Look at his sparsely attended and increasingly infrequent events. I mean, he got 81 million votes, but he can't get more than 12 people at an event. A few aging pinkos and some illegal aliens fresh from hassling a Democratic heretic in the John. And a bunch of divorced wine women wearing pro-abortion shirts to protect their right to a procedure that will never be an issue for them. And they are all wearing masks. Outside. You could get a better turnout in a random high school parking lot offering discount drive-through colonoscopies. I sincerely hope I didn't just give the Lincoln Project any ideas with that one. But we all understand that the human asterisk is not in charge. He's probably not even in charge of his wardrobe. Dr. Jill, who's a real doctor, according to sources, probably has to make sure his socks match and argue him out of wearing his favorite cowboy jammies into the Oval Office. For these reasons, it's clear the contempt contained in the Let's Go Brandon chant is not directed solely at our commander in Krusty. People feel kind of sorry for him, having so manifestly deteriorated from being a massively malignant clown to begin with. They put aside the fact that he's a narcissistic plagiarist, a gaffe-prone racist jerk, and an inveterate liar whose corruption is only outdone by his gropey perversity. He is and was a bad man, but now he's obviously a mere husk of a man, albeit one filled with pinko nonsense pumped to him by his wranglers. Which is why the cry that it's Let's Go Brandon is really dedicated to the whole garbage establishment that foisted this stumbling nitwit upon us in an effort to claw back the power that we gave Trump. And to ensure that we peasants never again get a say in our own governance. Biden is Brandon. But he's not the only Brandon. If we had a dollar for every Brandon, we wouldn't need to raise the debt limit. Kamala Harris is Brandon. Her grating insincerity and transparent ambition. Plus that mutant step non-binary spawn that she's convinced the fashion world to pretend as a model instead of a cautionary example. Make America a worse place. The only good thing about her performance as a Veep is that the border Sarina is doing nothing regarding the border, which probably keeps things from getting, if at all possible, even worse. Merrick Garland is Brandon. All hail Mitch McConnell for not letting America's Stasi chief anywhere near the Supreme Court. Although I hope he's learned a lesson having confirmed him or helped confirm him as witch finder. I mean, Attorney General. His threat to parents challenging school boards is so on brand for our elite that the shock it generated was a hilarious surprise. Who did not see this coming? This creature is one of the zillions of establishment clowns babbling about the conservative threat to democracy, which turns out to be conservatives practicing democracy. Ibram X. Kendi and his fellow race-hustling schmucks are Brandon. I'm all for making a buck, but these little monsters are trying to destroy our country, and the idiot leftists hand them bags of dough to do it. Leave it to the morally illiterate progs who have so much to feel guilty about, from eugenics to hobo infestations in our cities, to choose to feel worse about how their great-great-grandpa came from Belgium. Chuck Schumer and his painfully dumb political S&M partner, AOC. They are very Brandon. Mark Milley is Brandon. How many of our troops died so he could enjoy his power, prestige, and position? At least 13. Probably more. We're surrounded by Brandons. People hassling Dave Chappelle are Brandon. The ingrates kneeling at football games are Brandon. the tubby illegal aliens pestering people on the can are Brandon. Brian Stelter is a huge Brandon, but he's also a potato. So, let's go, Brandons, every single one of you. Understand this. America's getting tired of this. America despises this. You may have, you know, you may have the media and you may have other things going on around that make it seem like you're, you know, ubiquitous, omnipotent, some other really big words. But the problem is that America's not made up of that. America's made up of a far simpler, more patriotic idea. And this can't sustain itself. It simply cannot sustain itself. And that's where you have the problem. Like all things of this type, while you think it's a burning fire, it's something that's going to run out of fuel very soon. And when it does, don't look to me. I was willing to enjoy small government. I was willing to enjoy American exceptionalism. You're trying to take it away, and unfortunately, nobody likes you for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Well, the Supreme Court is expected to soon hear New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, challenging a New York law that allowed judges and police commissioners to deny licenses to carry handguns for self-defense away from home to applicants they deem to not have proper cause. Now, bear in mind, in L.A. County, for example, not too long ago, L.A. County Sheriff Villanueva got out there and said, murder's up 30%, and if you could show me compelling reason to carry a gun, I might let you have a permit, which he just gave you the compelling reason. So as a result, in New York, applicants who want to exercise the individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation, as the Supreme Court put it in District of Columbia versus Heller, are routinely turned down. New York is one of eight heavily Democrat states that has this sort of law. The others being California, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. In the right to bear arms, a constitutional right of the people or a privilege of the ruling class, Second and 14th Amendment scholar Stephen P. Halbrook shows that in this part of the world, from day one until well after the Second Amendment's ratification, carrying handguns and other arms for protection, concealed or openly away from home without a license, was lawful. Thus, within the scope of the right of two arms, as understood by the framers of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But in the 1800s, state legislatures began prohibiting the carrying of weapons concealed. State courts mostly let them get away with it, an exception being the Kentucky Supreme Court in Bliss versus Commonwealth. And then into the 20th century, most states kept these blanket prohibitions or prohibited carrying without a license that officials generally refused to issue. Most of those states have since switched to shall-issue laws, which require that license be issued to you if you meet objective standards concerning your age, lack of a criminal record, and etc. 41 states are shall-issue today. Vermont has never prohibited or required a license for carrying concealed or openly, and these 42 states account for 3/4 of the nation's population. 20 of the 41, plus Vermont, have constitutional carry law. named because it's during the founding era. They don't prohibit or require a license to carry a handgun concealed or openly. 20 states also have licensing systems for people so they can travel. 15 states require a license to carry concealed but not openly. In July, a conservative commentator wrote that we should be happy that the Supreme Court is less bad now than at any time during the last 50 years. Another view is that we live in the present, thus should support the court when it rules correctly and oppose it when it rules incorrectly or refuses to rule out of fear of Democrats' court packing and term limit threats or because no one in the court is comfortable with Americans being armed to the extent the framers obviously intended. Now, we may find out which view of the court is more insightful in this upcoming case with NYSRPA. If there are five justices who care about original intent, New York loses. And then things change in the United States. And because its law is at odds with the Second Amendment's text and legislative history, and the history of the right to arms leading to the amendment's adoption, and it denies New Yorkers their 14th Amendment right to equal protection under the law. But that's a big if, because in Heller, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Alito and Thomas were part of the majority that rejected original intent to justify banning guns quintessentially within the scope of the right to arms. They began with the court's confused opinion in U.S. versus Miller. Miller correctly recognized that the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right not limited to militiamen, but incorrectly suggested the right is limited to arms that have reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia. Adding to the confusion, it suggested that examples of such arms include ordinary military equipment, which includes machine guns, federal law's catch-all for machine guns and other fully automatic firearms, but also any other arms that could contribute to the common defense, which means every gun made, by the way. Miller also noted the obvious that militiamen commonly owned weapons in common use. Actually, the way it should have been termed is today, in common use at the time. Heller came to the court from the U.S. Court of Appeals, where it was known as Parker versus the District of Columbia. Parker correctly struck down the D.C. handgun ban, but on the wrong basis, saying that because handguns are arms, referred to in the Second Amendment, is not open to the district to ban them. And it reached the conclusion, because handguns were common in the founding era, militia of officers were required to have them, and the modern handgun is a lineal descendant of that founding era weapon, and it passes Miller's standards. Twofold error there. While handguns were common in the founding era, modern handguns are their lineal descendants. That's not why banning them is unconstitutional. The framers adopted the Second Amendment to guarantee the right to arms as a means to an end, the security of the free state. And that distinction is important because in the future, guns as we know them will be useless for defense against tyranny. And the only arms that will be useful will have no lineage to arms known during the founding era. Second, knowing what arms founding era militiamen possessed may be interesting to Revolutionary War reenactors or collectors or historians, but it doesn't limit the right of the people to the extent that Miller's standard suggests. Parker should have ignored them, but the burden of proof when challenging a gun ban should not be upon plaintiffs to show why they should be allowed to have a gun. It should be upon them to show why the government doesn't have the power to ban it, or upon the government to show why it has that power. This past June, Judge Roger Benitez ruled that the latter in Miller versus Bonta, striking down California's assault weapon ban, saying the command of the amendment is that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It is the government that must carry the burden of justifying that restriction. But even if the burden is upon the plaintiff, it's easy to bear. While the framers understood that privately held arms have always been used for defense against common criminals, the amendment's political objective was to protect the constitutional order against tyranny. So the only arms government may ban are those that would give an individual a degree of power against modern tyrannical enemy significantly greater than the degree of power an individual in the founding era had within his arms against the tyrannical enemies of his day. You know, guns that would give you the edge. In the brief about Heller, then Solicitor General Paul Clement complained that under Parker's standard, the 1986 ban on new machine guns might be unconstitutional because M16s were the most common guns in the organized militia, which it is unconstitutional anyway. That whole that whole little standard they applied to that always was that way. In essence, before we run out of time, okay, before we run out of time, without going through all of the various steps of the various landmark cases, understand this. I'm glad they're taking this up in the Supreme Court. I'll be fine when it gets in and out of the Supreme Court if we gain anything out of it. If they strike down the New York law, the nation becomes shall issue. That'll be great. But we shouldn't count the chickens before they're hatched. Never. Ever. So, I'll be back again with you in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com. Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.